welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the types of clutter that are in your home. In fact, I actually wanted to talk specifically about one type, surface clutter. But I'll tell you about all three, but then focus on surface. So the three kinds of clutter that are in your home. The first type is surface, like I'm saying, and that is basically anything that is on the surface. So it's anything that you see. So if you walk into a space, surface clutter is the clutter that you would see on the floor, on cabinets, on countertops, on tables, on chairs, on benches, on desks, on dressers. That's all surface clutter. The next type of clutter is behind the door clutter. So it's everything that would be in a cabinet or in a closet or in a dresser or in the drawers of the kitchen. That is more of the behind the door kind of clutter. And then there's storage clutter. So that isn't necessarily something you'd see, but it's the stuff that's in the attic, in the cellar or basement, in the shed or garage, or if you are in the States and a few other countries, it might be in a storage unit. So yeah, those are the three. And not everyone has all three. There are some homes that are very heavily surface clutter. There are some homes that are very heavily storage clutter. And there are some homes that you walk in and they are pristine on the inside. There's no clutter for the most part. I mean, maybe there's like a book bag out or, you know, a couple of little piles of something, but it doesn't feel very cluttered. But that's because, but it still could be cluttered if the homeowners have put all of the clutter behind the doors so no one sees it, right? And just to be clear, all three kinds of clutter, there's no right or wrong clutter, right? It's all just clutter. It just is what it is. You're not a good person or a bad person for having any kind of clutter. So you can have a totally cluttered home and you are totally fine. And you could have a totally non-cluttered home and you are totally fine. And you can have somewhere in between those two and you are totally fine. I just want to be clear because I've been talking a lot on the podcast and on my blog and so on about shame and clutter. And I just want to be very clear. This is just information. It's not a judgment call. This is just me explaining to you about the different kinds of clutter. Okay. So now that that's clear. So let's go into surface clutter. So surface clutter, the thing with surface clutter is that because we see it every day, whether or not we think about it when we see it, like we think about it at the front of our brain and we see it and we make a comment about it to ourselves or whatever, or talk to someone in our family about it, we still see it. Even if it's there every day and we just sort of walk by it, it's still there. And it doesn't mean that it's not in some way stressing us out. So if clutter, the idea of having a home that stresses you out in some way, even if it's a little bit of a stress, it's going to stress you out to have clutter out in the open. I'm not saying run and put everything inside things. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that when you see clutter all the time, there's a little nagging feeling for some people that's going to stress. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be sort of like a stressor, as they say in social work and therapy. And So tackling the surface clutter is actually a really good way of releasing some stress from your life, from your daily life. So when a client comes to me and says, I am incredibly stressed out. My home is just full of clutter and I don't even know where to begin. And if I see this client on a weekly basis, I would suggest to them to work on the surface clutter when we're not working together. And the reason I do this is because the majority of the stuff, a majority of surface clutter, I mean, well, I shouldn't say the majority, but a good portion of it is actually just stuff that needs to be put away. So even if you're planning on decluttering your entire home and you want to downsize, let's just say you want to downsize, you're decluttering your whole home, just by putting it away, even if it's not decluttering it, it's going to make you feel better. And then later you can declutter it if you're when you're ready to declutter it. When you're still decluttering your whole home, right? Or you can declutter it while you're putting it away or what have you, but still it's usually stuff that just needs to be put away, and most of it is stuff that's easy to declutter. So if you're either in the camp of I just need to put it away, then you go and put it away. And if you're in the camp of I need to declutter it, it's going to be the easier stuff. More likely, the harder stuff is going to be, well, I guess it just depends. But for the most part, what I've been seeing is the harder stuff is in the storage. It's in the stuff that you kind of don't want to deal with. And so you put it in storage of some sort, or you put it behind a door and stuffed it in a drawer to deal with it another time. Yeah. So I usually suggest to people, listen, just when we're not having a session in between our sessions, go ahead and work on this and I show them how to do it. So if this is you, if you are someone who is completely and totally overwhelmed with clutter in your home, and it seems to be mostly surface, or at least a portion of it is surface, this is what I would suggest to do, is to go ahead and just start decluttering 15 minutes a day. Now, if you're someone who can do that on your own, that's great. And literally just 15 minutes a day, just set a timer, go into a room, 15 minutes, and then after the 15 minutes, you can walk away, or 30 minutes, whichever time works better for you. But it will get done in your whole home, all of the surface clutter of your home will get cleared if you do that every day for like 30 days, or more, depending. But if you are someone who needs a little bit more help with it, I do have a program and it's called the 30 Day Declutter. I know that's really it's 30 days of decluttering, 15 minutes a day, and I walk you through. It's basically a roadmap to decluttering your home, and I walk you through from every room of the house, just clearing away the surface. And it's really an introduction to getting used to doing 15 minutes a day. And it's also an introduction to working with me. So if you had been thinking about working with me online in some way, this is a really good way for you to see how I do programs. So, and also, this is really good if you are really busy and don't and you know how to declutter, but you just haven't been able to because you've been so busy. Because you're just going to get an email every single day from me for 30 days saying exactly what to do. So you don't have to think about it. And I'll just tell you what to do, and you just go ahead and do it. And then after 30 days, your home will have less clutter in it. Less surface clutter, I should say. Yeah, so if you're interested in that, feel free to send me a message. You can hop on my website and send me a message for the link, or you can hop on my website and go right to the, I believe if you just go right into work with me, then you'd find it, or you can send me a message in Instagram, and I'm happy to answer your questions and also send you the link. So, yeah, I hope this helps you in your decluttering journey. If you do have any questions, feel free to ask. But if you do feel like you've got a lot of surface clutter, tackling it is a great first step for decluttering your home. And it's an easy win. It will make you feel good when you come into those rooms that are decluttered, that it's going to feel lighter. That's what all of my clients say. And then they want to go and spend all their time in those rooms, which is great. That's the best to hear that. After a session, I gotta say that feels so good to know that that's so helpful. All right. So I hope you have a great day and I will talk to you next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.